Good morning, everyone. My name is Suman Jung from Hanyang University, Korea. It's a great pleasure to present our work at the Eugenics ATC. Today, I'm going to talk about I/O stack optimization for smartphones. This is a joint work with Gisung, Sungjin, Seungbeom, and Professor Yujib Wan. This is the outline of my presentation. I'll describe analysis of the Android I/O stack and optimizations of the I/O stack, evaluations, and demo. Smart devices, including smartphones and tablets, have already become a mainstream computing device, and they are rapidly replacing PCs. For example, the proportion that mobile devices take in the whole internet traffic is constantly increasing. For China, the use of mobile internet has, for China, as of 2012, the use of mobile internet has surpassed that of desktop. According to a recent study, the performance of applications in the smart devices are not determined by earrings or CPU, but rather by the speed of storage. The purpose of our study is to maximize the I/O performance of Android-based smartphones. And for this purpose, we mainly focused on understanding I/O behavior of Android platform and optimizing each layer of I/O stack and making them to be more efficiently integrated. To understand the I/O characteristics of Android device, we'll first take a look at the architecture of Android platform. It consists of applications, application framework, libraries, Android runtime, and Linux kernel. Among various components of Android structure, we call the part that concerns about persistent data management as I/O stack. We classify the I/O stack as DBMS, file system, block device driver, and then flash storage. Current Android device uses SQLite as its DBMS and EXE4 as its file system. And also, Android platform uses interrupt-driven I/O with CFQ I/O scheduling. Lastly, eMMC is used as internal storage, and SD card is used as external storage. We first conducted an experiment on analyzing the I/O characteristics of actual Android applications. This is to understand how the I/O devices actually behave. The experiment in this study used Galaxy S3 with ICS Android version. And we picked Twitter and Facebook, which are highly popular smartphone applications. Now, let's look at the result. First, regarding file types, we found that SQLite database and SQLite journal file account for 90% of total write requests. Next is on block types. We classified logical blocks in the file system level into three: data and metadata and file system journal. We found that metadata and EXT4 journal blocks account for 40% of total write requests. And out of total write requests, synchronous writes are 70% and buffered writes are only 30%. Next, locality of I/Os. From the result, we can see that 80% of total write request is random write. Next is distribution of I/O size. I/O request that is equal to or smaller than 4 kilobyte is 64%. Lastly, this is the distribution of interrupt request that occurred when the two applications were in action. Interrupt request to handle eMMC takes 18%. Then, why do these things happen in smartphones? We tried to find the answer for this by analyzing the interaction between SQLite and EXT4. Now, let's see how SQLite handles insert operation. When application inserts a record to a database, firstly, SQLite creates a journal file for this. And then SQLite records data to a journal and puts the commit mark. After the data is saved to journal file, and actual data record is saved to database. Lastly, SQLite deletes the used journal file. To guarantee the reliability of each operation, SQLite calls fsync in each step. And ext4 also uses journaling to guarantee data reliability. In ordered mode, ext4 first writes data to the storage and then commits the corresponding metadata to a journal. Next, this is a block I/O sequence when SQLite and ext4 work together. Every time SQLite calls fsync, ext4 writes corresponding data and journal to the storage. Eventually, ext4 file system journals both the SQLite database and SQLite journal file. In summary, a single SQLite operation, fsync calls two times, resulting in 9 block IOs to the storage. We regard this phenomenon as not only excessive, but also abnormal. SQLite maintains DB journal. This is OK. And ext4 maintains file system journal. This is also OK. But when they are combined, ext4 journals SQLite journal file, which we do not expect. We call this duplicated operation of SQLite and ext4 as journaling of journal. Now, let's have a brief overview of ideas on how to improve the inefficient operation of SQLite and ext4. First, we compare the performance of various SQLite journaling modes to see which is the most suitable for smartphones. Next, by replacing SQLite fsync with datasync, we try to minimize the metadata flushes. Then, we try to find alternative file systems for ext4. Next, instead of interrupt-driven I/O, we develop a polling-based I/O and apply it Android platform. Lastly, we saved file system journal in a separate storage and compared the performance with previous method. Now, let's look into more detail what I have shown you. Here, I'll explain about experiment on comparing SQLite journaling modes. First SQLite journaling mode is delete mode. As you can see from the name delete mode, it uses journal file and deletes it every time. First SQLite creates a .db journal file and writes it and calls fsync. And then ext4 performs journal I/O for this for three times. Next, SQLite writes an actual .db file and calls fsync. And then again, ext4 journal I/O for this occurs twice. Eventually, a single insert operation in delete mode, two fsyncs are called and total of 9 write operations are performed. Next journal mode is truncate mode. This mode is default mode of Android ICS version. The operation of truncate mode is similar to delete mode, but instead of unlinking journal file after transaction, it truncates the journal file to 0 length. This truncate mode has 2 fsync calls and total of 8 write operations. Next mode is persist mode. This mode uses more aggressive approach than truncate mode to reduce journaling overhead. When transaction is over, instead of truncating journal file, persist mode writes 0 to the journal header, and this existing journal block is used again when inserting a new record. This method can reduce the amount of updated metadata, But additional f-sync is called for these zero-field blocks. Persist mode has 3 f-sync calls and total of 12 write operations, which is the most among all journal modes. Last journal mode is write-ahead logging. This wall mode logs a record to a .db wall file and calls fsync. Since only one fsync is called, this wall mode creates the least number of write operations among all journaling modes. To summarize, out of 4 journaling modes, wall mode shows the least number of fsync calls and IOs. Also, wall mode has smallest total IO volume. So we can see that wall mode is the best mode. Next is on alternative file systems for EXT4. As we have seen from journaling behavior of SQLite and EXT4, this write followed by fsync workload is the most frequent IO pattern that occurs in Android platform. So we compared each file system for this workload. We traced the block IO for 4 kilobyte write followed by fsync workload. In EXT4 file system, 1 data IO and 2 additional journal IOs occur. In this case, journaling overhead becomes 200%. Next, BTRFS uses copy on write and B+3 to maintain data structure. But these two methods lower the performance in Android greatly. For one write operation, BTRFS creates 5 additional IOs. Next, NILFS2 is a log structured file system, and the segment size is 128 kilobytes. Since this NILFS2 write large size segment per one fsync, it is very inefficient if system uses fsync frequently. XFS is originally a journaling file system for enterprise storage. It shows very efficient structure during fsync call. This is because XFS generates one additional IO during fsync call, and the size is only 1 kilobyte, which is smaller than EXT4. Last is F2FS. It's a file system that was announced less than a year. As you can see from the name, F2FS is known as a log structured file system that is friendly to fresh storage. From the block trace result, you can see that F2FS generates one additional IO with small size. Out of all file systems so far, we can see that XFS and F2FS shows the most efficient IO pattern for the write followed by fsync operation. Next, fsync versus fdatasync. Fsync flushes both the data and metadata to the storage. Fsync flushes every changes in metadata, such as size, mTime, or aTime. Meanwhile, fsync and fdatasync are almost the same except one thing. Fdatasync flushes metadata only when the size has been changed. So if we use fsync instead of fdatasync, we can largely decrease the amount of metadata flushes. Next, external journaling. This is the IO trace for 4 kilobyte random write followed by fsync in the EXT4 file system. Upper range shows data IO, while lower range shows journal IO. Data IO is random. On the other hand, journal IO is sequential. But together, they get mixed up and become random IO. Then what would happen if we separate these two? XFS and EXT4 offer a feature that enables us to change where journal block is saved. Also, recent eMMC standards support a physical partitioning of internal storage. Thus, we can physically separate the IO of data and journal. And this eventually leads FTR to exploit the locality of the I/O stream. Next, interrupt-driven I/O versus polling-based I/O. Recent smartphones have octa-core CPU, and their storage latency is getting smaller. These changes can create a suitable environment to apply polling-based I/O. In block device driver of Android platform, MMCQD handles I/O requests for eMMC or SD card. This MMCQD uses interrupt-driven method to process I/O. But in a condition where many small I/Os transfer to block layer, this interrupt-driven method can have performance drops due to excessive context switches. So we modify this MMCQD to process I/O in a polling method. And we expected the performance increase by reducing context switching overhead. This graph shows the number of context switches made by MMCQD for interrupt and polling method. We observed that the number of total context switches is reduced to 1 PPS by using polling method. Here is experiment result. Experiment in this study used Galaxy S3, which has 1.4 GHz quad-core CPU, 2 GB RAM, and 32 GB eMMC. And we used 16 GB micro SD card as external storage. IO performance is very sensitive to journaling mode of underlying DBMS. So we compared the SQLite's 4 journaling modes on 5 file systems. As you can see from the result of SQLite insert operation, wall mode shows the best performance on all file systems. In EXT4, wall mode shows 116% of higher performance compared to truncate mode. And F2FS shows 281% performance increase compared to baseline of EXT4. Especially in update operation, the performance of wall mode was 3 times higher than that of other journal mode. The reason for the high performance of wall mode is this mode merely appends a log to a wall file and calls only one fsync. Next, let's see the result when we used fdatasync instead of fsync of SQLite. We compared performance on 5 file systems to see the effect of fdatasync. In EXT4 file system, it showed 17% of performance increase compared to baseline. F2FS, it showed 126% performance increase compared to baseline of EXT4. In update operation, the advantage of fdatasync was bigger than that of insert operation. F2FS shows 250% of performance increase compared to baseline of EXT4. Next, we compare the effect of external journaling on EXT4 and XFS file system. For this experiment, we separately save data in external SD card and journal in internal eMMC. Both for SQLite insert and update operation, it showed 20 to 39% of performance increase compared to baseline. This table shows the result of comparison between interrupt and polling method. The workload is 4 kilobyte random write followed by fsync. We divide the experiment condition into idle and video recording condition, and this idle condition showed slight performance increase. But the video recording condition showed 13% of performance increase compared to baseline. And then we try to verify the optimization effect in a real workload. For this, we, with MobiGen, we captured and replayed the system call of Twitter and Facebook. This replay result was similar with previous SQLite experiment. Lastly, we applied all optimization techniques. In EXT4 file system, applying polling, external journaling, app data sync, and using world mode showed 134% of performance increase compared to base write. When file system was changed to XFS or app2fs, the performance increase was even bigger. App2fs showed 300% performance increase compared to base write. Finally, we achieved 300% of performance increase with all optimization techniques. So far, we have examined the Android I/O stack and Android I/O characteristics caused by SQLite and EXT4. And we found that journaling of journal is the most critical problem in current Android I/O stack. And we optimized this I/O stack with world mode, app2fs, app data sync, external journaling, and polling-based I/O. Through these techniques, we achieved significant performance increase in current Android I/O stack. And this improvement is solely from modification of software. Before I conclude my talk, I'd like to show you a demo. And today, I brought here two versions of Galaxy S3, and left blue one is default version, and light green one is all our optimization techniques applied. Now, let's compare the SQLite performance with benchmark tool called MobiBench. Now this MobiBench is measuring the performance of SQLite insert operation. Okay, it's finished. As you can see from the result, left default version shows only 42 transactions per second for insert operation. On the other hand, optimized version showed 174 transactions per second for insert operation. Okay, thank you for your time and attention, and I'll take any questions.
Hi, John Howell, Microsoft Research. I really like how you discovered some insanities in the layering there and cleaned them up. It's a really nice result. First, quick question, and then I'll go back to the back of the line, is in your demos, you're running on an emulator. So what was on the bottom of the stack there? I mean, instead of talking to real flash, you were talking to a disk or?
Yeah, using.
Phones.
Oh, those were phones?
Yeah. This?
Oh, I thought that was on the, wow, okay. You had a camera there. Didn't even see that. Very nice. Thanks.
Thank you.
So, like about 500 million other people, I carry a Samsung phone running Android, and the thing I want to know is, when do I get this update from Samsung? are there any plans of trying to move this into the production release?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Hi, my name is Hyuk-Jun Kim. I'm studying at university, and I'm curious about your polling policy, because... Yeah. First of all, what kinds of I/O you optimize the polling, read or write or both?
It was just for writing data.
Writing data. So I think I also looked up the EMSA 4.5 device driver, and I saw that MMC device driver request handling is done by async request handling. So the request is done by pipelining. So I think, and the completion of the interrupt is only done when DMA transfer is ended. So I think program time of the NAND is not covered with the completion time. So I think the interrupt overhead of writing I/O can be covered with other asynchronous request handling or pipelining or the program time. So why I wonder why the interrupt change to polling to interrupt to polling can be improve the performance.
Yeah, that's a good question. But as I mentioned in presentation, we measure the context switches overhead and number of context switches, and the number was so big than in interrupt mode than polling method. So I think that the polling method can reduce the overhead of context switches.
So I face similar problems when I develop mobile platforms at Yahoo. So getting data from network is faster than writing to databases locally. So I think one question is, while you looked at a lot of underlying systems like different file systems, different ways of accessing block device drivers, but have you looked at like using different techs in databases, like instead of using SQLite, where you may just port MySQL and run it? Because I mean, the war mode, it should be default. I mean, it should not be an optimization to use.
Yeah, but another general, instead of SQLite, another general mode can be a big option. But I think most of the DBMS, including SQLite, perform their own operation to guarantee the reliability of transaction. So every DBMS has overhead of journaling operation, I think. So thank you for your good advice.
You change from the interrupt mode to the polling mode. How does it affect your energy part?
Yeah. Actually, of course, the polling method can lead to more power consumption than interrupt, but the storage latency of mobile devices is getting smaller, and then I think the increase of power consumption can be reduced.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So one more question for you. So I was surprised when you said that that storage on the mobile device was the bottleneck. I would have guessed slow networks and things. So where does that come from? Is there a citation I can go to look that up, or did you guys draw that conclusion on your own?
Please repeat your question.
I was surprised that you found that the sort of overall bottleneck on mobile phones was the storage stack. I did not expect that. Where did you get that result? Is that a result you guys come up with, or are there good citations I can find to learn this for myself? Where can I look this up? Where can I look up this result that the kind of the dominant bottleneck on performance on mobile devices is storage as opposed to crummy 3G networks and so on?
I couldn't follow your
meaning. I'll grab you after.
Let's discuss in offline.